Welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday, right?
It is Wednesday. That's why we're here.
We got too much shit to do for it to be Wednesday already.
I'm telling you, man, it's a busy week. What's going on, man?
As you can see, I'm broadcasting from outside my house.
Dude, what is with this weather? I had my door open last week. Now it's fucking snowing again.
So Heather and I went down, and Molly went down to Fairlawn the other night.
Okay.
Montrose, Akron Way, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And apparently nobody is watching on Facebook anymore. And so we're driving back. It had to be 8:30 somewhere around there.
Okay.
And we got maybe halfway home, and all of a sudden the snowstorm from hell hit. Like, I had never seen anything like this. Heather was driving, thank God. But it got to the point where the roads were completely covered. You couldn't see a damn thing in front of your face. Like, you couldn't see anything. You couldn't see stuff that was on the side of the road. You couldn't see. There were no lights on. There was nothing.
Right.
Pitch black, just snow just right in your face. To the point where I literally, we were going like 5 miles an hour. I had to roll down the window and stick my head out the window so I could guide her down the road because it was so bad. And you couldn't see anything. And, of course, then I look at my phone and it says a snow squall or something like that headed in your area. And I wish we'd have known that beforehand.
Yeah, really.
And literally the visibility was zero. was, I'm sitting there going, we're in the middle of in March, man.
Yeah, I know.
The other day it was we're 70 and I couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
Wow. It's been bad, man. It is definitely, it's weird because we've had a pretty mild winter. When you really look at it, we've had a pretty mild winter, but man, they have, it's like snowing more now than it did in December or January.
I know. And then today I had some stuff I had to do today for me and so doctor or whatever. And so I had to leave early from work. And of course, as I leave work, it's snowing again.
Yep. Yeah, it's been kind of weird, man. It definitely, it's that global warming, man. Don't you feel the heat?
Is. Well, they changed it, you know, a long time ago to climate change only because that way they can never be wrong. Because of course, the climate changes. It changes all the time. On a day-to-day basis, it changes. Every year it changes. Something is different all the time when it comes to climate. Mm-hmm. So you're never wrong, I guess.
Right. So did you vote yesterday?
I did.
Were you happy with the results? I only know that Bernie Moreno won. I don't know anything else.
That's pretty much
all. Is that all there is?
That's all I really cared about voting for.
And I saw like nominees or something. Trump got like 80% of the vote or something. Is that right?
Like nobody else is on. I mean, look, those ballots were printed out a long time ago, obviously.
Right.
And so, you know, they still had all these other idiots on the ballot, but I mean, the only one running is Trump, and so it was kind of stupid to even fill it out. I mean, but whatever. And then there were a couple of down tickets. There's a whole bunch of these. They call them the Blue 22.
Okay.
A bunch of trans Democrats or trans Republicans, whatever you want to call them. They are supposedly Republicans, but then they all vote along with the Democrats in the House, state House.
That's good.
And so, you know, five or six of those guys lost. So I was happy to see that. Get those fools out of there. But other than that, I mean, I think, you know, I was pretty happy with Bernie winning. I like Bernie.
Well, there you go. I guess the alleged, you know, gayness didn't matter, did it?
He's not gay.
Well, gay I trolling.
I think the bigger story is that it was looking for young kids on Adult Friend Finder. I think that's, you know.
Yeah, and then I guess people don't care about that either because they know it's bullshit.
Bernie Moreno Marcus talks about Governor Kristi Noem. We had her on Bob's show endorsing Bernie Moreno, and Trump endorsed Bernie Moreno. J.D. Vance endorsed Bernie Moreno, and everybody. And then the governor did not endorse Bernie Moreno. So why do you think Bernie Moreno won?
Yeah, that's true. Well, dude, I actually have some stories. I know you said that you didn't know what we were going to talk about.
Oh, go ahead and do what you want to do.
Did you happen to see the anything? And we're going back a few days, just a few. Did you happen to see the St. Patrick's Day celebration downtown?
I did, because somebody posted a long video of different fights and everything that broke out on my Facebook page.
Dude, check this out.
I wonder if it's the same video that they posted.
It probably is. This is from 19 Action News. Are they still Action News? I don't watch them.
I don't think so. No, they're not Action.
Are they just 19 News now?
19 News.
Well, here, let's see what's going on in Cleveland for holidays.
All in the city's warehouse district. Cell phone video from a witness capturing the madness unfolding. Caitlin McCarthy live tonight with more. And Caitlin, I understand you spoke with a person who was there when all of this went down, right?
Yeah, Chris, several fights broke out on West 6th Street as people were celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And that person who saw all of this unfold is grateful it didn't become more violent.
Just like one fight here, then another fight here, and then more fighting here.
Look at this shit. Here.
A massive brawl breaks out on West 6th on St. Patrick's Day. Corey Powell was out in the warehouse district when he captured this video of the fighting.
And then next thing you know, I heard a bunch of people, like, you know, how large crowds start making noise and things like that. Then I look and I just seen.
Look at this.
You got to pull up my Facebook.
Is it on your Facebook, a better video?
There's no 19 News talking. It's just video of the shit that was going on downtown.
Let me find you here, Seth.
Oh, as while you're on my Facebook, scroll down. There's my picture. Hey, look at that sexy guy. Click on that one. You got to play the audio, though. Right. Yeah.
How do I play the audio? What the hell? Oh, here it is.
Visiting angels, America's choice in home care.
That's funny.
Biden's
such a... Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
All right, let's blow that up here.
Boy, you know this ass super fat. Fuck me good, I'm throwing this shit back. He wanna kiss me all over my tag. I'm so fucking sexy, they attack.
I know there's audience.
That's fine. Run through St. Louis in the scale. We don't need the audio.
No.
Look at this.
It keeps going, man. There's a lot of stuff.
This is where? West 6th?
Just Cleveland. I don't know where it all happened. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Cleveland. Look at all these people. They're so Irish, too. These are the most Irish people that we have in Cleveland.
They really are. Look at these fucking fools. I'm going to say this about these mob mentality assholes. Why is it that none of them can fight for themselves?
Oh, and they need like 12 people to jump on top? Yeah.
Yeah, it's wolf pack mentality. You know. Look at this.
Look at that guy.
Look at that dude, haymakers. And he's down right on there. The ground. I can't. I'm just going to say it. I wish that part of this ended with somebody getting their head blown off. Somebody just pulling a gun and shooting.
They're just dragging him across.
I mean, dude, is it not time? Is it not time to just start shooting these motherfuckers? Oh, what is this?
What?
Oh, something took off on me here. All right. Here
what happened?
Another video started playing.
Well,
after I took it off the screen. But yeah, no, dude, at some point we need some heads crushed, don't we?
Yes.
That's the only way you stop this shit, is to have somebody's head fucking caved in.
Guess it brings an Irish out of it.
I guess so.
Man. These people are so... look, everybody can celebrate St. Patrick's Day, I get it. But why destroy the city, man? And you want to talk about Mayor Bibb is an asshole.
Yeah.
Where's the civilian review board that he put together on the streets? Aren't they supposed to be there, you know, watching cops and busting heads and everything else too?
You know, I keep seeing stories about all the gun violence in Cleveland. Could have used some of it there.
Yes, yes.
We
indeed.
Really could have used some gun violence there. If you're gonna kill people, kill useless people like that are just looking to cause problems. I mean, dude.
I've never gone out somewhere and was, you know, looking to cause a problem or to have a fight, man. I always went out to have a good time. Isn't it what St. Patrick's Day is supposed to be about? Just drinking, having some fun, and watching the parade, shit like that, eating some corned beef, even though corned beef is the most ridiculous, horrible meat on the face of the planet.
Stop it.
It's about having a good time. That was it. I mean, come on. What, you like corned beef?
I love corned beef.
Get the fuck out of here.
I love me some corned beef. I'm all about Slimans. Is like the restaurant hall of fame for me.
Look, I like Slimans turkey sandwich.
Oh, stop it. That's crazy. That's like going to Nestle's and buying carrots. I mean, stop it.
All right. Well, corned beef is dry. It's salty.
No, who's cooking this stuff for you?
I've never had a corned beef sandwich that was like juicy and enjoyable.
Not juicy, but not dry either.
It's dry as shit, dude. Like,
stop it.
Why you eat it?
I love me some corned beef. It's just good.
Maybe if it's slathered in like ketchup or something like that.
Ketchup.
I don't know. I don't even know what you put on it. You know, a corned beef sandwich. What do you put on it?
Little bit of mustard, maybe, or even some what is that? That poupon stuff. The
gravy poupon?
Yeah, some of that, or just like a spicy mustard is good with it. Little Swiss cheese, little.
If you say sauerkraut, I'm gonna have to end it.
You're gonna have to end it because I like it.
Sauerkraut? You like sauerkraut?
I'm all about the Reuben, man. I'm all about it. I love it.
But you
can't win this battle because you're the guy that's never even eaten anything.
I've never tasted sauerkraut. I never would. It even looks horrible. It smells like shit, and it's horrible.
That's not horrible. Sauerkraut's all right. I mean, it's not great, but again, you're not putting on so much sauerkraut that you don't taste the corned beef. It's a flavoring.
If you put something bad on top of something bad, it equals something worse.
Except neither are that bad when you put them in moderation.
What does sauerkraut taste like?
A spicy lettuce, really. I mean, it's like a little vinegary, I guess. I don't know what they put in it, but it's got a little bite to it. It just adds a little bit of bite to the sandwich. It's good. The combination of that and Swiss cheese and corned beef, man, you're talking about a great sandwich there.
Slimans does make a good turkey. Does.
I'll never know.
The turkey was as big as the corned beef. They make the corned beef as big as my head, but turkey, you know, you pay $18 for a sandwich. You want something rather large.
Yeah, I'll never know because I can't even fathom going to. That's like going to Outback and ordering the fish. No, just not going to do that.
You really need to expand your horizons. Well, look, I've tried a corned beef sandwich. I like rye bread. One, that's kind of weird for me. I enjoy that. But corned beef, look, if If it wasn't so dry, it would be okay, I guess. But it feels like, one, like my cholesterol is rising as I talk about it.
See?
Why would you never get a turkey at Slimy's?
Because you go there to get corned beef.
That's not the only thing that they serve.
It's the only thing that they'll ever serve. Me.
Oh, come on. They serve meat.
No, they serve corned beef.
Okay, if you pull up Slimy's menu, there are plenty of other things on the menu other than corned beef.
If it was up to me.
A corned beef restaurant.
I go to Slimy's. I don't even want soda. I'd rather have corned beef juice.
Jesus. Come on, man.
You go to Slimy's for one reason. Only one reason. Corned beef. That's it.
I'll have to ask Tony Massage about this later.
He'll agree with me. I 1,000% guarantee you he will agree with me. You don't go to Slimy's to eat a burger. You don't go to Slimy's to eat a turkey sandwich.
He is Italian. He will say that corned beef is probably the worst meat that you could possibly get.
First of all, I know what today's Everybody Loves Tony segment is, and I promise you he ain't saying that. You know, dude, there's just certain things you don't do. You don't go to Outback and order a peanut butter and jelly. Stop it.
Look, I will go to Outback and order whatever I want. I don't need to get a corned beef sandwich just because I go to Slimy's.
I have to imagine when you go to Slimy's, you are the customer that they hate. Because when you walk in and you say, yeah, I'll take a turkey sandwich, I guarantee you there's someone on that line going, son of a bitch, now I got to go in the back. I got to find the fucking turkey. Then I got to take this thing off the thing and cut it. I guarantee you they hate you when you come in there and order a turkey sandwich. Because you're probably one of like two guys that comes in all week and gets the turkey.
I went there not that long ago, maybe about a month ago, and I went in like probably about 15 minutes before they closed. And I ordered a turkey sandwich. So they probably were kind of pissed at me. Maybe that's why I got a smaller sandwich than I probably should have for $18.
I wouldn't be surprised if you got the special kind of mayo for ordering such a thing in Slimy's.
I always felt like a dick because like back at the radio station, they would send over from Slimy's usually a bunch of like corned beef sandwiches. And I would take like two because I was always hungry. And then I'd start eating one of them and I'd throw it out because it's like, feel like I'm going to get a heart attack just by looking at it. And then, yeah, ugh.
Crazy. Pastrami, not as good as corned beef, but a damn good meat. Absolutely.
Why do you know what is pastrami?
It's kind of, it's like a harder meat. It's a little more chewy.
Yeah. Hey, if you like the harder meat, then good for you.
Yeah. Ladies, it's a harder meat.
I can't never try pastrami. I wouldn't know what that is.
Pastrami's. What about salami? Have you ever had salami?
No. I refuse to eat salami.
How could you not have salami?
Because it just doesn't sound good. It doesn't look good. I like more of a flimsy meat, like a turkey or a ham. The occasional roast beef.
I don't know what you're doing, but there's plenty of great stuff. And I'm all about the salami, pastrami, corned beef, all of it. I didn't get this fat by fucking being picky.
Me either, obviously. Well, I mean, I guess I did.
You did. I don't know what you eat. You're like the only guy I know that only eats fucking like blue jelly beans or something, but you eat like 10,000 of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, there are certain jelly beans I definitely won't eat. There's not. I guess I'm racist because I've never eaten a black jelly bean. I've never touched one of those.
Hey, don't be saying that.
I don't like
it. This is the new America. You can eat anything you want. I'll tell you what you shouldn't be eating, though, and I'm sure you're aware of this story. Maybe you're not. I don't know. You shouldn't be eating chicken from Tyson. You see this? They fired 1,200 people. 1,200 Americans in Iowa, and they're now hiring thousands of migrants.
Oh, that's good.
With an incentive of they'll hire you if you're an illegal, and they'll give you legal representation to make you legal.
All right.
But they fired 1,200. They fired 1,200 American workers in Iowa. You're not aware of this story?
I was kind of, but now I am, and I will never eat Tyson again.
Yeah, fact, and Tyson makes my, Tyson makes a lot of foods, man.
What do they? What else do they make other than chicken?
It's not only Tyson; it's the parent company. Let me see. Tyson companies to boycott. It's a bunch of them, and it's a bunch of stuff we eat.
I might actually have Tyson chicken patties in the freezer right now. Those are gone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, you'd eat the ones you already paid for. You paid for them, but don't buy more.
Look, they just arrested a migrant for something, and then they looked at his phone, and he had pictures of him torturing people on his phone.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. They're all good. Everybody's good coming over the border.
I'm not finding quickly. What are the subsidiary companies of Tyson? Subsidiaries of... What are some of the subsidiaries of Tyson Foods? Tyson, Jimmy Dean, Hillshire Farm, Ballpark Franks.
Oh, boy.
Adele's State and State Fair products. Let's see. They got them all listed. I mean, dude, that's a lot of food that a lot of people are eating.
That is a lot of food that I will never eat again.
But, I mean, dude, they're taking American jobs in America. This is what's going on in the world today. This shit is nuts.
It is nuts. It is absolutely nuts. And now the Supreme Court comes out and says that Texas can't arrest these people either.
They first said they can't.
They said they could arrest them. Yeah, now they said that they can't.
Why can't they?
Yeah, because, I don't know, it's in the way of the federal government.
And the Civil War is coming.
Well, quicker than you think.
Civil War II.
I will put a prediction out that something major will happen if Trump does not get elected.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we'll make it through.
It'll be a false flag that comes from the fucking Dems. Look at how they tried to spin the word bloodbath, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah.
Just the word.
I think we'll make it through the election cycle without something major like that happening. I mean, I'm sure there's something else that'll pop up, but as far as, like, I think it'll be out of control if he doesn't win. If they steal this election once again, or if it doesn't go his way, I think that something's going to happen. Or if they do, I should put him in jail for any of these charges, or take him off the ballot so he can't run because he's a convicted felon. Whatever it is, I think we're going to have a headache.
You know what the biggest problem is, and the Democrats definitely know this. Republicans are pretty law-abiding. I wish Republican people, myself included, were more scumbaggy. I wish I was a little more, just speaking for myself, I wish I was a little more comfortable absolutely breaking laws. Because that's unfortunately a big reason why the Democrats get away with such shit. Because they're totally comfortable with just breaking the law. Look at this shit with the Supreme Court. The lawfare that's going on against Trump, the billions of dollars of what is the number for his fine? $500 million or something?
Yeah, whatever. Just nothing. They want to take his property and everything.
Yeah. Oh, because he can't post $500 million of fines? Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't we have an amendment that says about, unconstitutional bail amounts?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure we do. We'll just ignore that one in this guy's
case. It's Trump.
Yeah. And it's like, you know what? If this was happening to Barack Obama, I'm just throwing this as an example. If the same exact thing was happening, but it was Barack Obama, every city in this country would be on fire.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Because Democrats have no problem breaking the law.
No.
We
do.
We do. We don't want to cause. We just want to live our lives and do our shit and not be bothered.
But here's what you're running up against, though, Chris. Here, watch some of these.
I'll
play a couple of quick ones here.
If the election was tomorrow, would you vote for Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Biden? Why?
Because I voted for him before. I still support him.
Because I have a huge list of top five things I like from Biden personally. The war in Ukraine, the war in Israel, like 250% higher gas prices are like my top three things. What is your top five that he's done so far?
Well, I mean, I think that mine are a little bit not necessarily what he's done or maybe what he's tried to do, but more sort of his integrity, his values, what he stands for.
Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Biden? Why? Because
Trump.
Why?
I'm a Mexican.
What does it have to do with not liking Trump?
Because I don't want to go over the wall.
So are you here legally or illegally?
Legally.
So then you have nothing to worry about.
I just... White people.
Trump or Biden?
How you doing? May I'm El Chapo.
How are you?
Good.
You remember when Trump had blew up the guy? He had blew him up.
The terrorist. So great thing he did.
We get into
it
that.
It also caused a lot of problems in Iran.
He did it just like this, though. He didn't send other people in there to die.
There was no new wars under Trump.
That's the point that I'm saying.
And under Biden, there's been Russia versus Ukraine has broke out again. Israel-Palestine.
Trump wants Russia to take over Ukraine.
But why didn't it happen when he was president? Why did it happen under Obama and Biden, but not under Trump?
That's power.
Because Trump is a strong man. Trump will put his foot down and say, I care about America.
Yes, y'all power. Want a dictator. What? That's how.
We
that's
want America we, first. Yeah. We want America first.
America first is the old... Nazi, the old...
I'm Jewish. You call me a Nazi?
No,
I'm Jewish.
America first was the white nationalists in the 20s.
These are the people that are out there. And
they don't make no sense.
It's scary. I wish that I had the whole entire guy's or that guy's entire TikTok page up because it's nonstop with people like that that just have no idea what the hell they're talking about. Give me the list of stuff that Biden's done. That's great.
Oh, well, it's not so much what he's done. It's about how he represents himself. Yeah. I tend to lean more toward what this guy has to say.
That's all I'm
saying. I'm not Democrat. I'm not libertarian. I'm a human being that wants the best for the rest of the human beings, and I want some common f-ing sense, and I want to be left alone. I want to pay low taxes. I want to be able to go build things and prosper and get all the things that have been promised to me in the Constitution of this country. That's what I want. And until people wake the f-ing up and stop identifying with left or right, Republican, Democrat, black, white, gay, straight, all the shit, until we figure that out and stop doing that, we will continue to be abused by these people who hold the power. I'm not.
Yeah.
Totally exactly. Agree with the guy.
Exactly.
But, you know, right now, this is your choice. He had to be stopped by his wife from going the wrong direction and turned around.
He probably was talking to that lady going, oh, Jill, where do I go? And it wasn't even Jill.
You watch the rest of the video from that day, all he does is stumble and stutter and not have any idea what the hell he's talking about. Different guy than what you saw on TV the night of the State of the Union, who was yelling and screaming at you.
Well, maybe that guy was... Dude, have you seen all these conspiracies that wasn't really him, that it was a guy with a mask?
Well, actually, I have seen... I heard something the other day that a lot of celebrities and stuff have, like, body doubles and...
Right.
That go out, like, in public for them and stuff. I mean... Absolutely, that could have been somebody different. It looked like somebody different. It didn't look like...
Fucking boob. Dude, that body double thing is a thing. What do you think about this rumor that King Charles is dead? Have you heard that rumor?
I have heard that rumor. What about Kate Middleton, too? I mean, there's all these rumors that are out there.
There's all kinds of rumors going on out there. Dude, explain this to me, because in my life I don't understand it. And I have people in my life, and I'm sure you do, too, that are just fascinated with the royal family.
Yeah.
I do not get it. They have not meant a damn thing in my lifetime.
No.
They're just figureheads. They're not even government, are they? They're not part of the government of...
No, I don't
think they're like ceremonially government somehow, but...
Yeah, they just kind of sit there in a castle and...
They don't make rules or laws or anything. They have like a parliament and
no, but I think you know, there's the pageantry of it. I mean, there is, you know, look, I mean, it's a lot of girls' dreams to be a princess and queen, and I think there's a lot of stuff that goes into, you know, just watching the, you could say, but majestic nature of.
I get it, but is it?
It's silly and stupid, in my opinion. But I get why a lot of people like it. I mean, you're talking about the history of that country too, so I understand why they line up to see these people.
Think about the princess dream in our lifetime. You could be Princess Diana, who spent 30 years having to fuck Prince Charles, and then got her head fucking bashed in a car. And then you could be replaced as a hag by Camilla Parker Bowles. If this guy, I mean, the royal family's got to be the richest family in the world, right?
I would assume.
Can you think of a more wealth, maybe not the richest, but up there?
Up there.
Can you think of an uglier wife than the wife of King Charles?
No. No.
That is the worst. You talk about downgrade. And I never thought that Princess Diana was all that, really.
No, she wasn't all that either.
She was, you know, I kind of hope she would have stepped on one of them landmines when she was out there showboating.
But that's why we left that country, because we don't like that kind of stuff. We're,
yeah, exactly.
But now look what we have. Maybe I'd rather have that than the fool that we have now.
I don't know. Which would be worse? The queen or, you know, the queen that just died or Biden? Who would be worse?
Biden.
By a lot?
By a landslide.
Even if, what if you put that queen into some kind of power, though?
Well, I don't really know what her. I don't know. It looks pretty nice over there to me. It looks like it's okay. I like to have a big Ferris wheel in London. That's kind of cool. I mean, I don't know.
Good point by Rick. In the U.S., you can now be a prince and princess.
That is true. Here in America, we have Barbie that girls look up to, who hates men.
Yeah. I know my I was talking to my daughter last night, and she was telling me, oh, you should watch the Barbie movie. I was like, yeah, that's never going to happen. Why would you even say such a thing? You're smarter than this.
You should watch it, dude. I'm telling you, I went and saw it. I mean, I took my daughter to go see it because she really wanted to see it. And I got a kick out of the fact that, you know, hey, you know, grew up with Barbies and stuff like that. Not me personally, but grew up in the generation of Barbies. And so you saw all the shit on TV and, you know, so it was kind of interesting to see the way that they made it. You know, the props and some of the stuff was kind of funny and entertaining, but all it was 2 hours of man-hating. I felt like walking out of there, I felt like I should like put my head between my legs and, you know, walk out sad and depressed because I'm a man. And I actually, when I went and saw it, I went back to the ticket booth and I said, look, I need my money back.
And did they give it to you?
The poor girl was like, why? I said, because I didn't pay like almost $20 to go sit and be bashed the shit out of for 2 hours.
Did they give you your money?
Being a man. No, she laughed and actually said, we've been getting a lot of that. I said,
yeah, well, give me a lot of my 20 back. Yeah. No. Dude, do you like weird? I know we're all over the map today, but that's
all over the place.
Do you like weird movies?
Yes.
All right. I want to show you a trailer to a movie. I'm going to make a movie recommendation to you and the audience. Do you have Hulu?
I do.
Okay. Have you watched this movie yet called Poor Things?
Isn't it up for all kinds of awards? I thought that was up for like Academy Awards and all kinds
of stuff. It won all kinds of awards. And it's weird.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it. And it's anti-everything that I would ever watch. It's a period piece. It's in like the Titanic era. And it's bizarre. It's Emma Stone, who's naked in it a ton. So that's the selling point. That's literally how my friend Josh recommended it to me. And that was literally the text that I got was, if you haven't watched Poor Things, it's Emma Stone getting banged constantly. And I was like, okay, I'll watch it. You know, it was that easy to sell me. But this movie is bizarre. Let me pull up the trailer. Let's watch the trailer for Poor Things on Hulu. I haven't even watched the trailer, but I'll explain a little bit of this after. Check this out.
I am Bella Baxter. I'm a flawed, experimenting person. I seek outings and adventures. Bella's so much to discover.
You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
I am finding being alive fascinating.
Bella.
Why I keep it in my mouth if it is revolting? I must go punch that baby.
We must experience everything, not just the good. But degradation.
Shall we sing?
Horror. Sadness.
Bella!
And we can know the world. And when we know the world, the world is ours.
Three more.
No more. Any more's too much.
All right. So there's the, now, I'm just going to tell you, the trailer here did it no justice.
Really?
Absolutely. You can tell it's a little weird or artsy or something, right?
Yeah, I saw the trailer before, and I was like, I'm not really interested. Other than the line about, why do I keep it in my mouth if it's revolting? Because I've been told that all my life. but other than that, it didn't really pique my interest, but... So you say it's kind of weird, though.
Not kind of. It's fucking weird. Like, here's the premise, I guess. What's his name? The guy, he was also in Spider-Man as the Goblin, as the Green Goblin. What's his name in real life? Do you know?
No, not offhand.
Well, he's a famous actor. What's his name? Actor, dad, Poor Things. Not Gary Busey, but William Dafoe.
Okay, William Dafoe, yeah.
William Dafoe is this kind of mad scientist guy.
Okay.
And he takes brains and body parts and puts them in different beings. So somewhere in this movie, you've got dogs running around with duck heads and ducks running around with dog heads and one of the beings that he was delivered was Emma Stone, or whatever her name is, Bella Baxter in the movie. And he puts in her brain, but she's like kind of retarded, but not like retarded. Like she's smart, but odd and just says whatever the hell she's thinking.
Yeah.
And causes them all kinds of problems as they try to get her out into civilization. And he works in this, I don't know what you'd call it, like a mausoleum or something, preparing bodies for burial as well. And like she comes in there all freaked out, stabbing the dead bodies and playing with the cocks and stuff. It's fucking weird. The whole movie's weird, and her movements and stuff, the way she walks and the way she talks is very weird. But then she gets out with this guy, the one guy that's Mark Ruffalo is the guy.
Yeah.
And they go on this boat trip, but while they're on the boat trip, she in her stupid mind gives away all of the guy's money, so they get thrown off the boat at the port, and they have no way to get back or to do anything. So she dumps the guy and then becomes a prostitute so that she can make money.
Okay.
But then she becomes like the highest end fucking the lowest common denominator prostitute. Like she's like the highest end one in the whorehouse. But everybody that's banging her is like bizarre. Like the guy that they showed with the one arm and the, you know, some really weird looking dudes. And like for her, it's all like she loves all of it because she's learning about new cocks and stuff. It's bizarre. I'm doing a bad job of describing it, really.
No, you're not, because now you got me sold. I want to watch it now.
It's
we're saying whorehouse and stabbing dead bodies and playing with cocks. I was like, all right, I'm in.
I'm just going to tell you, hang in past the first 20 minutes. Because the first 20 minutes is where they're trying to define the characters, but they're going out of their way not to be obvious about things. So that's the artsy part, is it's
the
real art.
Pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the movie's 2.5 hours, and I watched every minute of it, and it seemed like it was about 10 minutes long.
Wow. All right. That's good to know, because it's a movie that I never had any interest in seeing.
I did, dude. I cannot name. There's that movie, there's Titanic, and I can't think of another period piece I've ever watched in my life. I do not watch that kind of stuff. That is a time period I don't care about. And for me to sit for 2.5 hours and watch it, it had to be bizarre. And it's bizarre. And if you get tired of the bizarre, it's still Emma Stone naked for probably 40 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, so definitely have to watch that.
Yeah, so Poor Things is the movie. I watched it last night. Fantastic.
I used to be the guy, me and my wife actually both used to be the guy that would go to movies all the time, or go to at least, like, try to check out all the movies that were up for Oscars and stuff.
Sure.
But now, the way that...
Now you don't want to deal with a woke...
Well, that's
woke
just
movie
it.
After woke movie after woke movie. I get
not
it.
Even just the woke movie aspect, but the woke celebrities. I hate to say that these people have ruined entertainment for me, but they have. Even a lot of the damn sporting events, I get, because I've now started to really follow politics and really started to, you know, like, pay attention to what's mm-hmm. going on. I used to be the guy that, with my head in the sand, would rather just watch movies for fun and sports and all that kind of stuff, because it was just a way to just, you know, enjoy life. But now, because I follow the stuff that I do, it really ruined a lot of stuff for me.
Oh, dude, I
don't want to see these dumb fucks anymore. Jimmy Kimmel, as soon as I see Jimmy Kimmel on some award show, I turn it off, because he's a piece of shit. He's not funny. Mm-hmm. And all he does is insult half the country and thinks that that's okay, and so fuck him, and I won't watch anything he's on.
There's certain guys that I am like that with. I try so damn hard to keep, especially because of doing the interviews too. You know, I see a lot of rock stars saying a bunch of stupid shit that I don't agree with.
Right.
And, you know, what am I going to do? Only interview conservative rock stars? I'll do one interview every 6 months. You know, I mean, they're all left-leaning douchebags. So... You know, I can't just put up that blinder like that for what I do.
Right.
That being said, I try my best to just distance myself from anything they say. But I'm with you. There are certain guys like Stephen Colbert. I will never watch anything Stephen Colbert does, just because he's another one. Left-leaning douchebag. Can't handle him. Kimmel's one. I don't know. There's a few.
I mean, it might have been the Oscars that I was watching, where one of these fucks gets up there and starts giving his opinion about Ukraine, and one's about Israel and all this shit. And it's like, dude, you make fucking movies. Stick to making movies, and I don't care what your opinion is on anything.
Yeah.
Just say thanks to God like you used to, and thanks to the people behind you for making a damn movie for you. And then that's it. Get off the damn stage.
Yeah, I mean, face your reality. You're so uninteresting that you have to pretend you're someone else to be interesting.
What's
so go pretend you're somebody else and fuck off. You know, somebody put this in here. Did you see Mellencamp last week in Toledo? He's another douchebag. And that's a guy that I used to kind of like, and I can't, I still like his songs, but.
I saw a clip of him where it might have been Toledo, where somebody yelled out, "Play the fucking music!" Or
shut
something
up
like
and play your music. And he's like, "Fuck you, you cocksucker!"
So he started playing Jack and Diane, and in the middle of it, he's like, "All right, show's over," and just walked.
I respect that. That's funny.
Like, I kind of think that's hysterical, but if you paid money for that show, no, And like, people don't pay the money to hear you talk or tell stupid stories about politics. Shut your mouth. Springsteen, Mellencamp, get up there, play your freaking hit songs, and then get the hell off the stage.
Man, this means you too, Roger Waters.
Amen. And I'm a huge fan of that music.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm not going to pay $100 for a ticket to listen to that asshole talk.
$100? No. Where are you seeing a show?
Well, sorry, that's a cheap seat. But, I mean, if you want to talk, make a YouTube video. Tell everybody it's out there, and you can give all the politics you want.
Yeah.
Get your YouTube will keep it up there, not us, but they'll keep that shit up there.
Put it on your fucking social page. Every one of these dumb artists has a social page with a ridiculous amount of followers on it. Put it there.
You know, I don't need to hear it. I don't need to hear it when I'm paying that kind of money. Look, there's a wide range of people that enjoy music. Not everybody's a fucking liberal.
And not everybody, even if they're spewing your message.
I don't want to hear it.
I still don't want to hear it.
No, I don't want to hear any politics when I'm going to a show.
Yeah.
Kid Rock, love you, dude, but
yeah, but shut
play
up.
Play the music. Shut exactly. up and play.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, KK's Priest is in town tonight, Judas Priest.
Yes.
And Ripper's my friend, and I'll be damned if I wouldn't walk out if Ripper got up and said, you know what, I'm pro-Trump and I'm pro-guns, and let's talk about the economy. I'd be like, fuck this, dude. Would you just fucking play the Sentinel and shut up?
My sister-in-law's going on that show tonight.
I mean, I'm trying to get there. I got something I got to do right after this, and hopefully it gets done before like 7 o'clock where I can swing down there, but I'd like to go.
But yeah, I get tired of it no matter who it is. But yeah. That's why, you know, stupid-ass Jimmy Kimmel. Look, I used to love Jimmy Kimmel when it was him and Adam Carolla doing the Man Show, and they had girls bouncing on trampolines, and they were funny together. And Jimmy Kimmel is just a ridiculous ass. And to me,
and how did he get forgiven for that, by the way?
Right. He's everything's okay with that now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. You can actually watch that stuff still on Tubi. All of the Man Show episodes are on Tubi. So if you want to watch Jimmy violating everything that he castigates everybody for, you can watch it on Tubi.
Hey, look, I know I have you and I do a half-ass show here on whatever channels we're on.
Yeah.
No Howard Stern, I get it. But Howard's another one that is a fucking pussy in my eyes. I mean, he made his money and he made his living off of being, you know, anti the establishment. Now that's all he is.
Yeah, no, he is... Stern is like, would you agree he's the, of all of these people we're naming, the biggest disappointment?
Absolutely. I was such a fan, one.
Me too.
And two, he is just the most hypocritical dick that you could possibly be. I mean, he was anti everything now that he believes in.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I get the anal retentive OCD bullshit of being scared of getting sick from the virus and, you know, he's always been kind of crazy in that way. But, I mean, the politics and stuff, he's become everything I thought he wouldn't become.
Well, not only the politics. How about just the need to be a Hollywood insider? That is, when I see him and he's got Jennifer Aniston on his couch.
Yeah.
And this guy used to talk endlessly about the rumors that her pussy stinks and this and that. And I mean, and now he's like, oh, Jennifer, let's talk about your latest movie. It looks like a wonderful, you know, shut up.
It's a little much for me.
And he's friends with Rosie O'Donnell, too.
The woman he used to bash the shit out of relentlessly.
Yeah. He used to beat her to death.
And how about death? He used to be friends with Donald Trump.
Yeah, now he bashes him to death. You know, Stern is, first of all, the reason the bigness of Stern's audience was guys like us.
Yes.
It really was not the people he plays to now.
No.
Those people did not like Howard Stern. The people that liked Howard Stern were crass, rude, strip club going, gun toting Americans.
Look,
and now he distances himself like it's a crime that those people are still allowed to listen to his greatness.
When the Miss America book came out, I bought it and then I waited in line for 3 days. I was like one of the first 10 people in line outside of the bookstore on Mayfield Road, way back when that book came out. And I sat there, and it was a snowstorm for 3 days. I had a cardboard box that I sat in. I had people bring me food. I had literally 4 to 5 inches of ice stuck to my sleeve when I finally got let into the building to meet that guy. And, you know, I thought it was great. There's actually a video out there. I have the video somewhere. You got to see that video, Chris. I got to play it.
Of what?
Because somebody had a video, and somebody gave it to me not that long ago.
Sure.
Of me walking into the bookstore, and you see me at like 19 years old.
Right.
Looking like an idiot. Not that I don't look like an idiot now, but I look more like an idiot back then. And it was the most hysterical thing ever.
Well, dude, we were all such fans of Howard. Dude, I got into one of the biggest fights I ever got into was at the Howard Stern funeral in 90, whatever year that was, 3, 4, whatever that was.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was down there, and there was like a bunch of, I just remember there was like a bunch of MMS fans that came down there, and they all started with their bullshit about, you know, screaming and yelling that Howard sucks and this and that.
Yeah.
And about 10 of us walked right up to him, and somebody said something to me, and I just punched him right in the fucking mouth. Boom. And next thing I know, everybody was fighting, and there's a big old brawl that broke out during the Stern funeral. But that's how dedicated we were to Howard. We were hardcore into that. And for him to be what he is now is just sad. It's just sad, man.
I'm trying to look and see if I can find that video because it is absolutely hysterical, but it is sad. I mean, he's the reason I got into radio.
Same here.
I wanted it to be like that.
Yeah. Dude, I all my time that I spent in radio, which is about the same amount of time as you, I never was anything but a shock jock. Ever. I never was, you know, conservative Chris, the guy that's going to bring you the hits. I was never that guy. I was always, you know, take it right to the line and get in trouble every once in a while. But, and I learned that from Howard Stern.
All right. I don't know if I can. I found the video. Now I got to see if I can go play on here.
I should. Or should tell me to.
Well, I don't know how to get it. That's the problem.
Oh.
I don't know how to get it to you.
Try and present it. Maybe it just tells me that I have to present it.
Well,
do you have present at the bottom?
Yeah, but I gotta find it again. Oh,
maybe.
Right? Let's see. It says, whoops, that file is too large.
Yeah, we're fine.
If I try to email it to you, would that work?
It'll be too large to get to me.
Can I just present it and play it?
Yeah, present it.
Without playing it from the...
Yeah, if you open it in whatever program, then you should be able to click present and then...
I just present from downloads. It's in my downloads.
Yeah, it's a video file.
Yeah.
Do present video file and then find it. In your downloads.
Okay, there it is. I know I'm wasting a lot of time here, but
what else we got to do?
I like this video because it's funny. Wait, there it is. Hang on.
There it goes.
I've always said it's very obvious.
I'm from Akron, Ohio.
What's going on?
Dr. Mordell!
What time did you get here?
I got here about 2:30.
2:30 this morning?
Yeah.
Are you cold?
Oh, yeah.
Is it worth it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Tell me what you wanted to be. You were so dedicated.
About 5 o'clock. Well, we were standing at a barrel, and then we started lining up, you know.
I'm just going to kind of go through some of this because it's kind of funny, but it's a long video, so I got to find the end.
Why are you doing
Get her ready. this is when I loved Howard. I mean, yeah, dude, me how too. Cool was that back then?
It was great. I mean, it was, dude, it was awesome.
I'm trying to think when this was. When was Miss America out?
92, oh, 93, somewhere in there. I don't know.
Later than that.
Well, let me look. I can look.
I'm trying to think of how old I would have been if we get to see me. I'm assuming we will.
Miss America. Came out in 95.
95. So I would have been just out of high school. So I would have been 19.
Okay.
18. No, I would have been 18 because it would have been earlier on. Before my birthday.
This place. No. I don't know what's that. You know, we're all a little bit skeptical. We all haven't done anything back. So everything you read is probably more outrageous. Each page gets progressively more outrageous. There's sex, there's violence, everything people like in a book. And lots of cartoons. So, you know, people who don't like to read, you read about 50 words, there's another cartoon.
Back when he was good.
Yeah, he was. Dude,
see? So it all works. Somebody took my hand and yanked it.
Hope you like the book. Coldest, wettest day of the year.
Oh, it sucked.
I know. I should have come a day earlier.
You're the only man I'd have sex with.
Really? Well, let me tell you something. It's about time a man said that to me. Thank you.
Then they didn't go through shit.
Yeah, right. They were complaining. How you doing? Good to see you. How you doing? No, it's good to see you. Thanks for waiting. Good. Warm up. How you doing?
Good.
Good to see you. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right. Hope you like the book. How you doing?
Shit.
I get sick over Jeff and Flash, too.
There I am.
Did you?
Wash it. There he is.
Look at that guy.
That was me in 95.
That's awesome. Now, what is this video from? Is this some like this stock footage that?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, like a friend of mine. You.
Well, don't say who it is.
I'm gonna say his name, because. But yeah, he gave it to me, and.
Okay.
So that's me, 1995, and then kind of funny, I got to interview at Howard's Sirius channels.
You got to interview Howard?
No, I got to be on Sirius. Oh. I did 5 shows.
Right.
On his channel as like an audition kind of thing with a couple of guys.
Did it actually air? Like on Howard 100?
Oh, we were live.
Or whatever?
Yeah, we were live.
Oh, nice. How'd it do? Did he beat on it on his show, or did he not even address it?
No, he actually, he said that he loved it, and so did the management. They asked us to send over like an offer sheet to see how much we wanted to get paid. And so we did. And then they came back with weekends. They said they would pay us for like $200 a week or some shit like that for to do weekends. And okay. To see how the show did. And I couldn't move to New York.
Oh, you had to be there? You couldn't just do it?
No, this was back in the day.
Yeah, that's true. Probably, there would be no way to get it to him back then.
This is probably, probably about 18 years ago, just under 18 years ago that I went there.
Yeah, you would have had to go there. Yeah, you're not going to move to New York for $200 a week.
No, but here.
Yeah, I know. Go. It's cool. How you doing?
All right, how are you?
Long night, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well,
nice, mate. Though.
It's well worth it.
Thanks.
It's well worth it.
It's hilarious. It's too funny.
Yeah, I was a 19-year-old. So, how do I not share this anymore?
It's good stuff, man.
How do I not share this now?
Just click the present thing again, and or I can do it.
I'm all kind of messed up now. Now I got this other screen on my face.
Now it's off.
Okay, now I got to cancel this screen. I got all kind of screens up.
Just don't cancel yourself out of the broadcast.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I miss those days, dude. There's just so... Podcasts are cool and you can get what you want, but, you know, it's not the same. You know what I miss the most, dude? It's not even the broadcasts. I miss the anticipation of the broadcasts. Like, you know, when Stern was going strong, that was when I was in the corporate world.
Yeah.
And, man, I couldn't wait to get out to my car to listen to Howard for the, you know, is in the weirdest way, I hoped for traffic so that I could get an extra 15 minutes of listening. Yeah. You know, and I don't know if you ever did this, but I can remember praying to God that I would get in my car, and as soon as I turned my car on, you'd hear the bumper music, like they were just coming out of commercial. Because then you knew that you could probably get your whole ride of Stern instead of if you'd get in your car and go 10 minutes and then you get 10 minutes of commercials. Just wrecked your fucking morning. Yeah. It wrecked your morning. And then, you know, I don't know about you, but I couldn't really listen to it at work. You know, my work was definitely
I was in high school when his peak.
Right.
Here and... You know, after how did you
hear
it?
Did you just hear little bits, or did you give tape trading, or how did you
hear it? I just heard little bits and stuff.
Do you go back now and like listen to it on YouTube or whatever?
No, I mean, I used to watch some of that stuff on YouTube, some of like the old TV show that he had.
Yeah.
And some of that was fun, but I mean, look, I thought it was so great. I mean, I just don't know. Well, I do know what happened, but this woke left bullshit, and he'll deny it, and he'll say, yeah, no, but it's true.
Now he says point blank, damn right I'm awake. He says, damn right I'm woke. He's proud of it.
I don't get it. I just don't.
Well, there's about 150 million reasons that he's proud of it. His salary.
But why would you sacrifice the people that love you over something like that?
Because he doesn't care. He never cared. That's the lesson to be learned from Howard Stern. He never gave a shit about the people. He only, you can learn that from Howard, not only from the way he distanced himself from the audience, but from the way he did not take care of the bulk of the people that worked with him. Like, as an example, when Scott the engineer's wife had, I think, cancer or something.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even... It wasn't that he was asked to give money, but he was asked to promote some benefit that they were trying to do to raise money to help her, and he wouldn't let him do it on the air. He wouldn't let him come on the air and say, hey, come out to the Scott the Engineer roast or whatever. And, I mean, that guy was willing to take a dick in the ass on pay-per-view. And they wouldn't promote his wife's cancer benefit.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the station I used to work for. Who wouldn't support the benefit for me when I lost
The unfortunate thing is that radio people by and large are shit. Radio management and most radio people too. Let's be honest, dude. I mean, you know some good radio people. I know some good radio people.
I know some real shit ones too.
But if we took the number of total that we know and subtracted the good ones, the bad ones would outnumber at least 3-1.
Look, I've dealt with a lot of people over my 25-year career doing
this.
And I remember sitting down at Denny's one night when I was working at MMS. And I went out to eat with my now ex-wife, but we were sitting down to eat at Denny's of all places. And this couple sat down and they're like, oh, we're big fans. They literally ordered food while I was just sitting there wife having dinner. And, you know, it was annoying. But, look, I sat and I ate dinner with them. You know why? Because it's the people that listen to you and the people that watch you, the people that care, that are your friends. Look, I don't have a lot of close friends in my life. You are a friend. You are a close friend of mine. And you're a brother to me.
Sure.
But same. I don't have a lot of other friends. And so the people that listen and the people that have been there with me and for me throughout my entire career, I love those people. I love everybody that watches this show, and I consider everybody a friend. Because without those people, without the people that care enough to turn you on and listen to you, whether it's MMS or with Triv or whatever it was,
without or them, this, or YouTube, no, or whatever we're on.
You have no career. You have nothing. And not only do we make any money doing this, I do it because I do love doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you I have your day gig. You could easily come home at 3 o'clock and just kick back, put your foot up, and fucking chill. Yeah, but you don't.
And that's what disappoints me about Howard. Howard had so many people that loved him so much, and it's obvious that he just didn't give a fuck about him. And that's disappointing because I was one of them.
Yeah, I was too.
Look at a guy that I looked up to in the business and a guy that I wanted to try to not emulate, but to emulate at least having a career in the business. And I look at the way that he ended up treating his fans. It really is sad and pathetic, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. It is, dude. And it's weird because for a little bit in the 2000s, whatever year this was, whenever ONA was on afternoons.
Yeah.
When they were on afternoons on 92, that might have been my favorite time in radio history. Man, I would go to work, I'm listening to Howard Stern. I'm getting out of work, I'm listening to ONA. And they were like, you know, they were different from Howard, but at the same time, very, you know, like-minded to Howard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but different. It was a different voice doing the same attitude that I had. And I loved that. I loved that. But it was weird when, I'll tell you where it ended for me as far as my total fanship of Howard, was when ONA went to XM.
Yeah.
Because when they went to XM, they started telling the real stories about Howard and about Howard, you know, hurting them and muzzling them and not letting them talk about that and, you know, telling guests that if they did the ONA show, they couldn't be on Stern and all this. And I was like, man, there would never I always equated it into my head. And you tell me if you agree with this. If a guest, let's say somebody that I always hated on his show, Pat Cooper. I never got it. I never understood it. I never thought he was funny. That being said, if Pat Cooper did Howard in the morning and ONA in the afternoon, that would have made my life. I would have been a lifelong fan of Pat Cooper.
Right.
Because I would have been like, he's on my two fucking favorite shows. These guys are the ones saying he's funny. I'll figure out how he's funny. I literally would have changed my opinion if that happened. And when Stern started doing that kind of shit, man, it was just done. It was done. It was over.
I agree. I don't know. It was a very disappointing time for me when I bought Sirius because of him.
I bought XM the day ONA went on. I never regretted it. I did buy a Sirius unit when he came on, and I couldn't stand it. I didn't like what it was.
Then all of a sudden it was taking Fridays off, and it was
became
what it is. I mean,
then you had Bubba sitting in for him on Fridays.
It became sad,
dude. The saddest part, and I don't know how we got into this topic.
He obviously look, and he doesn't care, dude. Again, like you said, no, he's got 150 million reasons to not give a shit. And
he don't care.
I mean, look, I don't think I would change though with that kind of money. That's just me.
You would hope not, but I mean, you know what the saddest listening thing was for me was. Because even after I quit with Sirius, I kept going back every now and again for like free trials or whatever. I'd see a free trial and I'd sign up for it and listen for 30 days or whatever. It got to be where the wrap-up show was better than
more fun.
The Stern show.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't even listen to the show, but I would tune in around 10:30 or so and I'd catch maybe the last 10 minutes of Robin or Dumb News. And then listen for an hour of the wrap-up show. And I liked the wrap-up show a lot better because that was just guys sitting around shooting the shit, and it was what Stern had been, you know, and it was good, it was funny, but man, yeah, it's astounding that he dropped the ball as bad as he did. It really is.
And there's nothing like that around anymore. I mean,
there's shows that have that kind of humor. Like I say it all the time. I'll continue to say it until they stop being good at it. There's a podcast out there called Legion of Skanks, which is as close to classic Howard Stern as you're going to get. It's three comedians. It's Big J. Okerson, Dave Smith, and Louis J. Gomez. And they are brutal. They're honest. They're funny. They don't give a shit about politics, about political correctness. They don't. It's a great show. It's called Legion of Skanks. It's on YouTube. It's on every podcast.
What kind of
following
do they have, though?
Big.
Really?
Yeah, like 250,000 or so.
Oh, wow.
They have a bit. It's a big show. I mean, they're based out of New York, and they're real. Well, you know the podcasting platform Gas Digital. Are you aware of that?
Gas Digital? I am not aware of that.
Well, that's, they built that, and it's like all like comedians and stuff that do or have performed with Legion of Skanks, and they have like Skank Fest that they do every year. They have a big festival every year that, like, Insane Clown Posse has performed at, and Louis C.K. has performed at, and I mean, it's a big deal. Is it as big a deal as Howard Stern? No, it's not. I mean, and I don't think you can be as big as that anymore. There's too many choices for one thing.
Too many outlets.
Yeah, well, I mean, dude, in the day, you had what? You had Jeff and Flash. You had
Lanigan,
and you had Stern. That was an easy pick.
Right.
And I'm not even hammering Jeff and Flash. I liked the Buzzard Morning Show back in the 80s, early 80s. I loved it. I'd listen to it every day. But when I was going to school and whatnot, I would listen to my mom listen to it in her car. So I was a fan.
Howard ruined everything for those guys.
Well, Howard came in and he was us.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Instead of doing Waka Waka Mr. Leonard type stuff, you know, Howard came in and talked about chicks and sex and, you know, I watched this movie because she was hot. And yeah, no to Donnie Donowitz. Rover's Morning Glory, always been awful. I know they've helped Seth. I do not dig those guys, but I have a personal reason with them.
I mean, there's stuff that they've done I thought was entertaining and fun. But again, I mean, it's a lot of...
It's fake. Just call it what it is. It's a fake show. I have this friend, and this friend has this boat, and he had 10 hookers on... Shut up. You don't. You don't. You don't have that friend. He doesn't have a boat, and there weren't 10 hookers on the boat. Just stop it. But again, I'm being up front so nobody accuses me of anything. I have a personal reason. Those guys tried damn hard to get me and Wardlaw fired from 92.3. But they could never prove their out-and-out lies. So, but Doogie's great. I'll always say that. I'll always give Doogie credit. She's awesome.
I always liked her. I mean, she's great. Again, none of those guys were ever mean to me. And
I remember
there was one time where they had like an opening. I think one of them had quit. And they had an opening for like a phone screener or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, I'm here. We need somebody. And she goes, no, you don't want that job.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, dude, I just always, I had an actual run-in with Dieter that went very badly. Mm-hmm. And B, they used to come into the studio on Mondays and tell the program director, Kim Monroe, that we fucked up the studio, me and Matt. And I'm telling you, God's honest truth, on my kids' lives, at the most we ever did in the studio was Matt would have a Dr. Pepper and I would have a Gatorade. So could a Dr. Pepper bottle have been left on the console? Yes. Did we ever screw up the studio? 1,000% no chance that ever happened.
I can't see Matt being an outlaw in the studio tearing shit up.
Well, and dude, we never, I mean never, ate in the studio either. We just weren't there long enough to eat in the studio. I mean, we were only there from 10 to midnight. We weren't going to be ordering pizza or whatever. We, it was 10 to midnight on a Sunday. There was nothing open anyway. So when they went to management and said, these guys are wrecking the studio and they're leaving pizza boxes everywhere and beer bottles. We were accused of beer bottles. I was like, listen to the tape, Kim. You know, there's nobody drinking. You know, it was just, whatever.
You should have seen some of the stuff that I found at good old iHeart back in the day.
Oh, I'll bet.
People would leave, I know who it was, but literally people would leave garbage cans full of beer cans.
Beer cans. I mean, I was at Oak Tree a couple times that I saw people doing lines of Coke and stuff. So, I saw stuff happen. I would never say who, but things happen at radio station, but we never engaged in any of it. We weren't that kind of show. We were just happy to get our 2 hours in to play Sepultura or whatever. You know, that was right. Good enough for us. We didn't care. And certainly, you know Matt well enough.
Yeah, he Matt, wasn't burning anything up.
Matt on his worst day might, leave a can? I don't even think he would throw a can.
And only because he forgot the can, not because he would ever just leave it there on purpose.
Yeah, he would never say, I'm going to get Rover this week. I'm going to leave this can here. Matt would never do that.
All right. Well, it's time for Natalie's all been out of shape because we haven't brought Tony on yet.
He's coming.
He's coming. So
I've got the commercial baked into the video, too, so you could just run it.
You do? I don't even know what to do.
Yep. I've got it. You want me to play it?
You hit whatever.
All right, I'll play it. All right, so here we go. It is
Tony Massage time.
Yes, here we go.
Assured Window Cleaning specializes in window cleaning, chandelier cleaning, blind cleaning, gutter cleaning, and post-construction cleaning. In business since 1947, Assured Window Cleaning has proudly been serving its customers in Cleveland for 75 years. As a family-owned and operated business, Assured Window Cleaning has built their reputation on trust and delivering the best results possible. When you need window cleaning services for your home or business, contact Assured Window Cleaning. We're one of the top window cleaning companies in all of Cleveland for both residential and commercial. Visit our website today at www.assuredwindowcleaning.com or call us at 440-989-0122 for a quote. And remember, everybody knows Tony. Contact Assured Window Cleaning today.
Tony Massaccio here live at Superior Deli, 3000 Superior Avenue. I am here the day before St. Patrick's Day. Pastrami, Reuben, corned beef sandwiches. They are going to go through 5,000 pounds of corned beef sandwich. Of course, on two slices of bread from Orlando Bakery, our sponsor and the best bread in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can check out their menu. Not only do they have the greatest corned beef sandwiches, they have a great breakfast, they have great hamburgers, they have great meatloaf, family-owned since 1981. Pastrami, Reuben, corned beef. I love those sandwiches so much that those are my passwords. Tony Massaccio reporting live at the Superior Deli. Everybody knows Tony. Flashpoint 1490. WERE.
I think Tony forgot he was doing the video for. All right, let's bring Tony Massaccio into the conversation here.
All right.
How are you guys? Nice to see you.
Good to see you, Tony.
So Tony? I am live at Oak Barrel because unfortunately they're running new fiber line coming down my street, which I didn't find this out until about 3 o'clock in this afternoon. So I'm ready to set up at my den, and my friend actually comes here on Wednesdays. It's half bottle night at the Oak Barrel, which is right in front of actually Cinemark, which is the great, you know, movie theater here. It's been here for years. Yeah, so that's where I'm at.
It broke your heart to go out and have a drink or six, right, Tony?
It did. You know, and I got to tell you something, Chris. As you can see behind me, they are known for their bourbons.
Right.
So I'm going to have a splash or two, and they have some high-end expensive bourbons. And here's the greatest part about it. I walk in here, and George, who is the manager, they're actually owned by Aladdin's.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So I've done a few shows here over the years of 9 years being on Flashpoint. And, of course, George recognizes me. He says, Tony, what can I offer you? I said, any bottle that's open in that bourbon collection.
Hey, Tony, before we talk about whatever, I need you to school Seth here for a minute. Because he tried to say earlier in the show that corned beef is terrible, that Reubens are terrible, and that the combination of ingredients with the Swiss and the sauerkraut and the corned beef itself are not only awful, but dry and untasting.
Look, okay. Hang on, Tone. In my defense, one, I've never tried sauerkraut. Two, every corned beef sandwich I've had, it seems like it's totally dry, and I have to slather like ketchup on it or something to make it at least palatable to eat.
All right. So to answer your question, you got to make sure you get the right corned beef sandwich in the right place that makes it and the right way that they actually cook it. And you have to cook it for a long time, slow. And I just made it over the weekend. So I put carrots in it. I put cabbage in it. And then, of course, you put it on two slices of rye with mustard and a small, you know, a thin slice of Swiss cheese. But again, you got to make it where it's moist. And I can understand your point. You probably had it dry. And the larger the sandwich, of course, the drier it's going to be.
Because Tony, we used to get them delivered from Slimans or wherever on St. Patrick's Day at the radio station. And, of course, they were like a foot tall. Yeah. Which is great, but again, it was so dry. I literally put—I put like three things of ketchup on a damn sandwich.
And pastrami is just corned beef. It's just cured. It's the same product. It's just a cured beef.
What is it cured of? I mean, was it sick?
Yeah. No. So it's interesting you say that because I am here at Oak Barrel. Well, first of all, let me talk about Superior where I was at. It was the day before St. Patrick's Day. And I had called them. I just wanted to find the greatest corned beef sandwich on before Sunday, because I wasn't going down there Sunday morning. Right. My show was live Saturday morning. So I know those guys, actually the Abdullahs, and they're Lebanese. They've been there since 1981. They do make a great moist corned beef sandwich, what they're known for. So the line was literally out the door, around the building, through the parking lot. Luckily, I'm on air, and I'm there at, 9 o'clock in the morning. I got, entrees in front of me. So, Seth, I got to get you a moist corned beef with sauerkraut. And you never had sauerkraut?
No.
Oh, my God. Dude.
And part of my family is German. I can't wrap my head around sauerkraut. Even the name sounds awful.
Now, it's not really sour, but it brings the taste of a corned beef Reuben. There's nothing. And guess what? And you have to have Thousand Island on it.
I love Thousand Island.
No ketchup. You got to put Thousand Island, make you a small sandwich. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring you one home from Superior. I'm going to leave it on my front porch. You're going to call me before you come, and I'll make sure that it's a great moist corned beef sandwich. Okay.
Tony, I literally told him the same thing, that it's the combination of the ingredients which makes it fantastic.
And you know what else, Chris? It's also how it's cut, because you have to let it, but you have to let it cool before you cut it. Otherwise, it falls apart. So there is a means to an end when it comes to cooking. And in the cooling part, no different than brisket. I just had a piece of brisket here. It is to die for. It is the chest of the cow, so I can suck on that. I don't know, it's kind of sick, but I love that fucking part of the that part of that animal.
Hell yeah. Tony, solve one more argument that we had that Seth swore that you could solve. They hate him when he goes to Slimans and orders a turkey sandwich. Yes or no?
Yes. You gotta go. You know, it's like going to Kenny Kidd's and asking for pizza. Can't do it.
Come on, man. Look, it's on their menu along with 18 other things.
Doesn't matter.
I know, but you gotta go. You gotta go for the corned beef. You gotta go for what they're known for.
I paid $18 for a turkey sandwich, Tony. They better be known for something other than corned beef.
Well, guess what? You know what? Welcome to going out to eat now. You know, $18 is not unusual for a sandwich. So that's what, you know, that's what I love about Harry's Steakhouse, which is one of our sponsors. You can get still a great burger there for $8.50 at the bar. It is the best burger in this city.
I'm telling you right now, Tony, I miss Harry's so much. Like, I remember with the benefit, and then Harry brings stuff up to the station every now and then. That food there is unbelievable, and I miss having that food.
Yeah.
Harry's is the best, and Harry's the best.
He does do a great job. So, anyways, let me talk about Oak Barrel, which, I am here live. They have great bourbons. On Wednesday nights, they have half-bottle wine. You can buy a $60 bottle of wine, which is a nice, fine bottle. It's only $30. You can buy a $20. It's only $10. They have brisket. They have a Dr. Pepper pork shank, which is, and then here's another thing. They put Dr. Pepper in the product. It's that sugary taste after it's done cooking. Mm. They also do that a lot of places. Michael Simon used to do this with Coca-Cola. It's the sugar that's inside that product that brings out beef for a barbecue. There's nothing like it. It's absolutely delicious.
That sounds awesome.
So, guys, I'm going to bring you over one Sunday afternoon, and I'm going to cook on the grill. You're going to be amazed. I can really cook.
I'm so will you make Seth a turkey sandwich with nothing on it?
Yeah, you know what? And I'll put some chalk in there, too. From my kid's old chalk drawer. He'll like it.
Won't be any different than what he eats now.
As long as I have ketchup, Tony, it makes everything better.
Oh, lost your volume, Tony.
Something was happening.
You got a call. Nope, can't hear you. I'm going to kick you and then come back. He's just got to reconnect. He got a call or something.
Did you even notice my shirt today? Unvaxxed villain.
I saw it. The unvaxxed villain. I did see that. That's funny. I don't know if he's coming back or not.
I found an Amazon site that like has like shirts and stuff like our size.
Right.
And they're like $14.99. Like,
oh, that's nice.
Good quality shirts.
Fat guy quality for $14. That's good.
Delivered straight to your door.
Wow, nothing wrong with that. Well, I guess Tony's not coming back, but
don't forget this coming Saturday, as we begin to wrap things up, this coming Saturday, the Hilton Garden Inn in Twinsburg. I don't know if there's still tickets available or not. There should be. The Coach for Kids benefit happening.
Yeah, there he is.
There he is.
Sorry, all right.
That's okay.
So it's funny. So I'm in the dining room here, and of course I have the phone, which is facing me. So there's people in front of me that are sitting down dining, and they thought that I was taping them. Like the creepy guy that's in front of the bourbon.
The Oak Barrel.
Funny. So, guys, next week I'm going to be at Lucky's, which is on Memphis. It is a Puerto Rican-American restaurant. This is really cool. They have, like, a Dominican Republican flair, Hispanic, which is going to be wonderful. And the week after that, it is it's Easter. So we're going to be at B.A. Sweeties on Park Road, which will be cool. So I'm going to be walking through a 4,000-square-foot building. It has nothing but soda pop, popcorn, and candy.
Wow.
I'm going to lose another tooth before I get this one in.
See, I, I love that place, Tony, but I promise I'll lose another leg when I go there.
Yeah, that's so true. So I got to tell you a funny one. So, and Seth, you've been at my house. I have a nice house. I have about a 3,000 square foot home. And my in-laws are selling their house in Brecksville. So my wife gets this great idea. Well, they're going to sell the house very quickly. We have plenty of room. There's only two of us there. They can move in. You can go downstairs and still do your yoga and have your namaste. I said, yeah, but guess what? Mama ain't going to stay.
Thank you, Tony.
Guys, I will talk to you soon. Tony Masaccio reporting live for the Seth Williams Show at the Oak Barrel. And Seth, I will bring you home a superior corned beef sandwich. Everybody knows Tony. And everybody loves Tony. I will talk to you guys soon.
Hi,
you know,
Tony.
This is tough for me because I'm always on radio, so now I got to look good. I'm like in my pajamas and shorts on my show, and now I got to have my hair done and my glasses on so I can see. I don't know if I can. I'm getting used to this gig. I do have a face for radio. I do have a face for radio now. I love you guys.
All right, Tone.
I'll talk to you soon.
See you, man. There goes Tony.
Good stuff.
Yeah, he's a good Tony's piece. A trip, man.
Yeah, he is. Everybody loves Tony.
Of course they do. They know him. They love him. A little bit of everything with Tony.
If you want to go to the Coach for Kids event, go to coachforcleveland.org. Look up information there. Coachforcleveland.org or look him up on Facebook, Coach for Kids Cleveland. On Facebook, look up the info for the Coach for Kids events happening this Saturday. Hilton Garden Inn in Twinsburg. Get your tickets. Open bar as well as dinner, entertainment. I am going to be there. You're going to be there for a little while.
Yes, I'm going to be there for about 2 hours. I'm going to come early, have a couple of drinks.
I got a room for the night. So I intend on enjoying the evening.
Well, my evening should be real interesting if I go over there, catch a buzz, and then try and do 6 hours of radio behind it buzzed. But we'll see how it goes, because I'm certainly going to go over there and have some fun. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I don't know what the dinner is, so I'm interested to see what we're actually going to be eating.
Yeah, I know what I'm going to be eating. Jack and Coke.
Open bar?
That's my dinner.
And then they're going to be... raffling off some guns. So
I am going to be buying some tickets. I'm going to be buying some tickets for that. Yeah. And if I win, you'll just have to pick them up for me. Well, they're not going to give the guns that night, are they? No, they can't.
No, they're not. Remember, yeah, because it would be a whole shooting gallery.
Yeah,
with
you have
open
to go
bar and people just run around with guns. They'll give you a certificate and then you got to go pick them up.
So. Yeah, and then you got to go and do the background and all that other nonsense.
God, I hope I win. I'm unarmed here, so I'm hoping that I have a shot.
Yeah, you should. You need one. Even if you don't win, you need one. You need to go to a garage sale and find some old granddad that, you know, left a shotgun or something.
People
something to protect you.
People threatening me on Instagram and everything. You know, one leg, you're going to be ready to go.
Keep it in your car.
But anyways, I guess it's time to wrap everything up, right?
Yes, sir. Let's get out of here because I do got stuff to do, and I want to try and get it done so I can go to the KK's Priest show tonight. So,
all right. Well, I hope you get to that. Enjoy. Everybody, thanks for listening tonight. We appreciate it. God willing, we'll talk to you again on Monday.
See you later.
See you. Well, I got it.
See
you later.